Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 16th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's general elections to be held on July 30th.
And as usual, to join our discussion, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilo shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about preparations for Zimbabwe's harmonized elections.
Zimbabwe, of course, is set to hold council, parliamentary and presidential elections in 2 weeks' time, with postal voting already over, while candidates are fighting out to get votes of over 5 million registered voters. Observers drawn from countries once barred to monitor the elections by former President Robert Mugabe have been invited and are in Zimbabwe at the moment.
Zimbabwe's opposition parties, mainly the MTC alliance led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, has expressed concern over the manner in which postal voting is being conducted by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. The opposition has threatened to go to court over postal balloting.
And there are 23 presidential candidates, which is a record in the country's history. And there are also hundreds of council and parliamentary aspirants in what is regarded as Zimbabwe's watershed elections to be conducted with two prominent politicians, the late Morgan Tsvangirai, who succumbed to colon cancer earlier this year, and also former President Robert Mugabe, who was ousted by the army.
To join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. Lapheli khona khona ngapho ke endaweni esijeneyo. Lamhla ke sikhuluma ngokhetho oluzayo. Sokusele nje amaviki amabili tu kuphela ukuthi ukhetho lolu lwenziwe. Siyakwazi ukuthi lwenziwa mhla ka 30 ngoNtulikazi. Khonapho ke siyakwazi ukuthi kulabantu abaningi okunye okumangalisayo abancintisa ukhetho lukamongameli. Bangu 23. Kuzobuya ke inxasa sikhangela kuparlamente khona ngale ukuthi abafuna ukungena khona baningi futhi labo okumangalisayo. Kuze ukuthi kumakansili lakho kunjalo. So kodwa ke sikhuluma kunje kungazani kulodubo lwepostal voting. Kulabanye abalichothozayo kakhulu besithi kaluqutshwa ngemfanelo. Kodwa sizwile ke uPhisila Jikumba umgcini sihlalo weZEC Blessing esithi hayi bona baqhubu ukhetho ngemfanelo. So bathi konke okwenzakalayo okwepostal balloting yikho bakwenzayo kumele kwenzakale. Kodwa ke siyakwazi ukukhetho lona ngokwalo ukuthi abantu bephosela amavoti abo mhla ka 30. Kunengi njalo ama-observers laba abakhangela ukhetho kuqhutshwa njani sebekhona eZimbabwe. Abanye yilabo abavalelwa ukuthi bangene eZimbabwe kudala nguhulumende kamnumzana Robert Mugabe. So isixhumeni kathesi ku-VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele ne-VOA Shona kuFacebook khonapho. Kunjalo ke foit
onguka hamaudiwa nasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvesarudzo idzo dziri kuitwa mukati memaviki maviri. Asi munyika munenge maita kunetsana kwakanyanya pachikandiranwa makobvu nematete zvikuru vanopikisa nesangano rinofanira kunge richibata sarudzo irori reZEC vanopikisa vari kuti ZEC inenge iri kutema yakarerekera kudivi reZANU-PF. Asi ZEC inotiyo aiwa iri kuzorwayo mafuta enguru yaisina kudya. ZANU-PF nekune rimwe divi iri kungotiwo ava vanopikisa vari kungorova bembera ichitiyo iri kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu. Kune dzimwe nzvimbo tiri kunzwawo kuti pano nepapo kunenge kwatanga nyaya yemhirizhonga. Bata mpfupi, bata murefu iri kuitika ikokoko. Tinoda kunzwawo kuti kwa muri imi vateereri veStudio 7 kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda menyu, musaite zvekutaurirwa nevamwe muchikumirwa kunge mombe dzedhaka. Makasununguka kuti munge muchitifonera namba dzedu 202-619-2077. Mukatifonera tobva takufonerai mobva mapinda muchirongwa muchinzwa nyaya iyoyi iri mugango yemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. iyo nyika ya tarisana ni sarudzo zinonzi nevakawanda dzakakosha zvikuru. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
We are doing great, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
It's a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Gibbs, you can fire away.
Honorable Chuma, how is the election campaign going? And are you happy with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, the way the work it is doing?
Yeah, well, the campaigns are going on smoothly. I'll speak especially looking at my constituency here, Tanaba Boboma. We are having a very, very conducive atmosphere. We cross roads with our fellow colleagues from the opposition, and we have not seen any violence. In fact, even if you check on my Facebook wall, you see where I posted a photo shaking hands with the NPC Alliance candidate Charles Moyo when we met in the streets while we were doing our routine campaign. So the atmosphere here is perfect. That's how it should be. People must choose the best candidate, but there must never be any cohesion. So I think so far so good here. And look, what Zeg has done, honestly speaking, they've tried their best to run this election, despite the fact that we just changed to a new system, the BVR system, that has never been used here before. So obviously, you'd expect a bit of some teething problems when you have such a thing with the will of improving it. The next election, the next time around, the obviously will have known and learned from the mistakes that they could have done now. But under any normal circumstances, really, Zeg must be commended. They've tried their level best. They are just being demonized by people who actually realize now that their chances of winning this election are so slim. Therefore, are now quick to try and find a scapegoat, something that they can point the finger to after their defeat to say, no, we're defeated because of A, B, C, D. Which is very unfair, really. But I think Zeg has tried by all means to do its level best.
Honorable Chuma, let's look at the issue of postal voting. That sort of undermined the credibility of Zeg, isn't it? Because first, when it came out, Zeg denied that there was any voting that was taking place. And then in the evening, it flip-flopped a somersault and said, oh yes, there is voting that is actually taking place. How can an election take place when Zeg officials are not away?
Well, one thing that we need to distinguish is that that postal voting incident is not voting per se, right? What I'm saying is not voting per se. It's not like what will happen on the 30th of July. Here, it's somebody who has applied for voting because they don't know the way they're supposed to vote from because of national duty, who is supposed to put their to do their voting and put it back in an envelope sealed and returned back to the Zeg CEO, who will then now sort them out according to the constituencies that these people are voting under, and then they are sent to those constituencies where they will then now be counted with all other votes that are going to be done on the 30th of July. So I think this is where the whole mix-up is, really. Because I will not understand why, unless if maybe you probably ask a wrong person who is not in charge of that issue of the postal vote, they might not probably know. But definitely those postal votes came from Zeg. So they must have somebody must have known that they've sent those postal votes. To those respective groups to go and do their postal vote before they partake their national duties wherever they are posted from.
Baba Chuma, esibona ngani kuhlupa abantu ukuthi bathe behamba khona ngale eRose Camp lapho kade ukhangela khona ukuthi kwenzakalani ngepostal voting lezi. Ibathola ukuthi ama envelope lana avalwa. Njalo nxa umuntu evota uyabe khangelane lo-officer wakhe. Ungathi wena ungubhosi wami ngingakuvoteli Chuma. Kambe ungangenzani?
yekonapo ngabe kulohlobo but mina ngitengisizwa ngokuzwa kwami ukuthi mina angizange ngiyofika khona e-Rose Camp but ngitengisizwa abakhipha umbiko umkhulu wamapholisa okhangele zama-election u-Finance Commissioner u-Imagodza ngimzwe ekhipha umbiko wokuthi hhayi akunanto enjalo eyenzakeleyo ngabantu nje ade befuna ukukugcona so lami angeke ngaba ngisakwazi-ke kwinto njalo ngoba nxa usiza yena umnikazi wakho lonke esithi hhayi awulanto enjalo abantu bebengafoswa ukuthi yena bevotele phambili kwabakhulu babo babe bezivotele nje befeisa amemvepulana ukuthi athunize le bhenki kuphela so lami angisakwazi bantu ngoba hayi ukuthi bavotele phambi komkhulu definitely kuba yinto engayisiyo ngoba athi abona even leyona i-election ekamhlaka 30 leyana umuntu uzingenela ebhokishini eyedwa azivotele yedwa abe sephumba ehamba
siyabonga Juma.
I think we are being joined by our second guest, Honorable Tabita Kumalo, spokesperson of the MDCT formation led by Alliance President Nelson Chamisa. Honorable Kumalo, good evening.
Good evening, Studio 7. Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much for joining us, Honorable Kumalo. I think you heard the Honorable Chuma there saying that he is happy with the way ZEC is handling these elections. But your party has been protesting. Why are you protesting?
Thank you. Chuma, as the MDC alliance led by Advocate Chamisa, Chuma has a right to celebrate because he's singing for his Sapa. As the MDC alliance, we are not happy because these guys, ZANU-PF, wants to steal this election. All what we are saying is that there is nothing wrong for any postal voting. What we are fighting for is the process. Things are not making sense. That 2 days ago, two days ago, ZEC told us that they were printing the ballot paper. And our expectation as Zimbabweans was for ZEC to then tell us. They denied us the opportunity to see the printing of it. Fair enough, we are fighting on that corner as well. Our question now is, when did ZEC finish printing this ballot paper? How many were they? And how did they then manage to distribute them to all these police stations when we're being told that they are printing?
So, kwa nampo kwa mankumalo kwa lobuzi ma, eh?
Hello.
Ikuwa liti kwa lobuzi ma kwa nampo.
Kunobunzima Gibbs ukuthi awusoze iZEC ithi khona ebantwaneni baseZimbabwe amabandla aphikisayo kabalalungile ukuthi babone ukuthi ibhaloti iprintwa njani. Yebo na yes, kuzwile lokhu siyalwa ngohlangothi lonalolu. Three days ago, iZEC ibiprinta. Sure, lapho kuprinta khona neke kuyini okuprintwayo. Kuneko kwenza ukuthi ayiproof reading sonto akula ma-era yini akulapho ungaphumanga kuhle khona bakwenzenini konoko njalo lilungelo lethu njengabantwana basezimbabwe lebandla le-MDC ela-alliance ukuthi sazi ukuthi kanti libaprinti amabhaloti amangaki njalo isikhathi sokuthi banelise ukuthi bathathe lawo mabhaloti bawagcwalise izimbabwe yonke benika amapholisa bakwenzenini khonoku okutshengisa ukuthi ngezinye izindlela kutsho ukuthi amabhaloti la kukhona amanye kade vele bawaprintile.
Hayi siyakuzwa Makhumalo, sicela ubambe khona apha ecingweni sibone ukuthi silobani futhi next.
Let's go back to Honorable Chuma. Now, Honorable Chuma.
Yes.
On the issue of the ballots, ZEC was saying that on Monday it had only completed the presidential ballot. But the police had already started voting before they had announced that they had printed other ballots for the parliamentary and council elections. Is this not why its credibility is being questioned?
Well, I don't know. I'm not qualified really to comment on ZEC's part of the printing because, like I said, we are still a lone political party. We are not part of ZEC. We are also a contestant in this game. So, look, I wish probably you could get hold of one of the commissioners, I mean, on this show, and then we probably get an inside perspective of what really happened and what really transpired, because like what we'll only be doing, we'll be speculating and guessing, and most of the time we end up spoiling a good thing, because maybe the arrangement that they had, we don't know. So we want to know from Zeg what arrangement they had and how it happened. Because, like I said, we are also part of the game players here, just like NBCT and all other parties that are partaking of this election. So I think that issue really must not be left to speculation. It must come out well with Zeg really expounding on it and putting us to light and speed as to exactly what have they done, how have they done it, and where are we going to as a way forward. I think that's the best way that we can handle that issue.
Thank you so much.
So we've got messages blessing being sent by people on Facebook, and this is VOA Ndebele. Kuloflata isibanda uthi salibonani uthi akuthenjwa lokho kwenzakalayo kuzobuya ke ubusani mbuso ntini uzifiso masiye ubheke impitshele labanye abaningi sibili bathi sibukele khonapha dubesilani lapha lo mkhalipi mkandla la ukuthi ngikhona khonapha enkundleni sizobona ukuthi labanye lapha ku VOA Studio 7 kulokhumbulani Ncube khumbulani Ncube uthi linjani bafowethu siyalizwa sibili liyakhuluma aphinde njalo sithi ngicela limfonele Dube ngiseGoli nguThabani Ngwenya uthi simfune kuna manje uku VOA Studio 7. So ngizwa kuthiwa ke silokhola lapha ke ecingweni kubaba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu kunjani? Baba Ndlovu uyangizwa?
Yabona njani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ibizo mbani Ndlovu?
UDizani.
Ye, akutsho baba Dizani Ndlovu ukuthi wena amalungiselelo okhetho uwabona njani?
Ya, ngoba ichaza uMakhumalo uyazi ichaza kahle. Kukhona kuningi okungahambi kahle impela kakhulu kahle ngezeke izeke ivele izano nayo isebenza nezano uma ungabheka bekachaza khona uMakhumalo indaba yama-ballot paper ukuthi bebesebaqede nini ba-distributor nini emaphoyiseni nayo yonke indawo ngoba ngithi i-postal vote ivotisa ngisho nalabo abangaphandle kwelizwe ukuthi bahambise amavoti ama-ballot papers amangaki abatshelanga muntu bayenza nje yonke leyo nto kushuthi bayenza kuyibo nezami uthuma nje bona ukufika labo bazikhulumise nice kahle njengathi thiwa abantu abalungile othuma labo bayazi bangamakhukhu kakhulu abantu bezanukhefa isikhukhu into yabo bayazi ukuthi ukhetho olu-free and fair angeke bafabalule nezimbabwe babuya la ekukhanyeni bakhulume kahle but ekusithekeni bakhuluma ububi kuphela into ezimbi zokubulala abantu nezokurobha nezokutshontsha ukhetho into abayazi unless uma uthumethile zinto akazazi kuzanup f utho ukuthi akasiyilutho kuzanup f upopayi nje ngoba vele abaningi ngopopayi laphaya uma kusenzeka into zemfikafika okuningi ngopopayi abatshela ukuthi kwenzakalani kuqobekayo saba wopopayi nje into ezingazi lutho lethumajiwane abopopayi abangazi lutho nefamanetive member ye-central committee
othuma phelauthuma uzathi phela sumthuka nxa sithi ungupopayi so mbona zani singasebenzisa amabala njalo
okay ngiyaxolisa ke kanjalo ke kodwa ke angazi ngasebenzisa liphi igama lokuthi umuntu izisuka kuyi ngathi uma ngithi isithombe futhi or ngithi angazi ngasebenzisa ithini umuntu njeabe bekiwe nje kuwupopayi inyana nje kungabalulekiswa kungajeli imfihlo zonke ukuthi kuqhubeka ini mhlawumbe uyi-one of those ngoba bakhona baningi uzanup f abangopopayi inyana nje abangafiki lutho but ababona nje into zisenzeka kuphela noma udlame lisenzeka ma ungambuza ithuma mhlawumbe udlame olwenzeka 2008 uzothi uthi ngempela umuntu wenkosi akazi lutho upopa inyana nje akazi babengatshela ukuthi kwenzakalani uzuyenza zona ezinkulu zakona umnankako nabo shiwenga bebulala abantu uyayazi kodwa leyo nto ithuma angamanaphike kodwa uyayazi ukuthi izano umkhuba wayo lo angaphika phela kodwa vele kathi uzothina
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Dizani Ndlovu ungathina kusasa
Alright,
ngiyabonga. Yeah, lo ngubaba uDizani Ndlovu. So besikhuluma la lapha baba Juma bengumcebisa ukuthi angasebenzisi olunye indlela yenye yokukhuluma. So akumphenduko lapho sahaye sigatshana.
Ngiyamuzwa Ndlovu. Ngibona ukuthi uhlobo lakhe kakhulu so uthini uhambe kade isikade sekho egoli kabi lesikade sizalana usebenzisa ukuthi ngithoni usemaraza yinto ezivana abafowethu labo ngihlala ngikhuluma mina sithi kona iZANU-PF as a country angithi ayila policy of violence but yes ama members of ZANU-PF abanye bangikhona basuka babe le mistake yofuna ipower at all costs and end up even being violent with abantu even to extend ukubulala abantu which is what is wrong but I've always said that we need to pinpoint that person that's the only way we're going to deal with this scourge of violence ukuthi sithi kona uthuma ubulele abantu uthuma utsha abantu and esebenzisa ibandlakele iZANU-PF ngoba now look at it this way. Kangela the violence that almost happened to Omama Makhube ngale eDukela during Tswangirai's funeral. Are we now therefore going to turn around and say MDC is violent? Or we must take out those hooligans who did that and say these chaps who are members of MDC were trying to be violent, wanting to ban Umakhube and their delegation and Tswangirai. That is the only way we can deal with this scourge. But if you just umbrella it and say, ZANU-PF is violent, MDC is violent, we're not going to solve anything. But those people who remain hiding behind those political movements and continue doing those unwanted things, I don't want violence personally. I would never want violence personally. But that violence can get to me. It can get to my family. And my relatives can get injured and can get injured. Or even myself can get injured or even get killed. So why would I want something that it can torment me tomorrow? I would never want that, so I would never support that. That is why I'm saying that Abantu needs to understand that ZANU-PF is no policy for violence. But yes, some members within ZANU-PF can do that, but we want to get rid of those people like that. And same goes to any political party in MDC included and stuff like that. Don't say MDC is violent. You must say so and so in MDC is causing violence. That way, we are going to curb this evil thing called violence.
Siyabonga kakhulu baba Juma singathatha omunye
Honorable Kumalo, do you want to respond to that?
We're going to respond on the topic that has come on because we are talking about the voting of the police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack it in terms of the law. Section 74, subsection 2 and 3 states that the postal ballot is to be delivered by registered post or courier to the applicant. That is to say the individual voter, in this case, police officers or soldiers. What we are saying is the envelope enclosing the ballot is to be sent direct to the voter at his personal address used when she or he registered as a voter, not to his or her barracks or police station, and certainly not his commanding officer. Section 75, subsection 1A, states that when the voter receives the envelope with the ballot, she shall vote secretly. There is nothing in the law which requires police officers or soldiers to vote collectively in the presence of their commander. Indeed, the clear meaning of this law is that once an officer or soldier has received the ballot or the envelope, he can decide when to vote and where. So what, and then they have a right in section 75D that says that the voter shall dispatch the covering envelope not to the commanding officer. It must go to ZEC. So why are they voting in front of a commanding officer when the law is clear?
Before we go to Honorable Chuma, I think we have one or two callers. Yes.
Slow Baba Umelusi, Ekuman Baba Melusi Kunjani. Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Isibongo mbani baba?
Isibongo Melusi Mwende.
Ye, akutsho ukuthi udaba lolu ubona njani baba?
Alright, into engingayitsho baba, initially I would say ama-elections eZimbabwe, they have failed to achieve intended purpose yama-elections. Because what we are seeing now is that ama results of elections, it's predetermined. It's just a formality, which these guys will be wanting to be ukuthi bona babe endorsed or babe legitimized through elections, but they are not prepared to hand over power. Like what happened in Bulawayo, whereby Amapolisa, they were frog marched to vote. Mm-hmm. It was just in violation of the constitution. Mm-hmm. Actually, the law umthetho wona in terms of voting. Then, when I wonder what happened, El Rose camp is just a tip of what happened nationwide. Who knows what happened in my barracks, my military barracks right around the country? Who knows what among my police stations? So what happened on its own, the post of voting, those guys were voting under the supervision of my commanders. At the same time, I submit to Ezek, who head office Ezek Harare. Who knows ukuthi amaposta vota hambileyo mangaki? At the same time, we are going to see staffing, that is ballot staffing. Ukuthi even umuntu can replace those votes. Babe bayavula khona ngale Ezek, bayavula, and then they can replace them lamanye amavotes which they can have a predetermined. So obviously, if postal voting is it opens the floodgates every game. Because our elections love the results of the predetermined. Because when Ezek initially at our political parties have we as of you are voting, out printing of ballots. Then a week after such a statement, just one want to serve a voter. Then we have a contradiction between Ezek and the Amapolisa. We will try to tell them about the studio 7 in the city. Amapolisa have voted.
Mm-hmm.
Ezek dismissed what no one is voting. So all these things is just it exposes the deception. Yeah, Ezek. No, what Ezek is not an independent commission. That is an interference in our political parties. So our elections law, I say that these guys who, as if our opposition parties, they are not united. But abanye bayatikasinge, abanye bangene kuma elections. At the same time, our results would not pleasing to the people of Zimbabwe. So what you are going to see is a disaster for the coming 5 years because opposition parties failed to unite.
Thank you.
Because the EMGC, that's what I'm saying, atikasinge. Ega kupe zangena. Then obviously ega kupe varama similarities. Ega chamisa obviously abantu they will be confused. And then it's unpaid for the coming 5 years.
Thank you so much, Melusi Sibongile Kakhulu. Ungatina kusasa ba. Yes, Abonga Kakhulu. So he's touching a lot of things. And saying that, you know, elections in Zimbabwe failed to achieve, you know, the intended purpose. So he says they are predetermined. They're just a formality to endorse ZANU-PF. So he's saying there's some suspicions on ballot stuffing, you know, and talks a lot about these, you know, ballot votes that are going around. So he says now, at the end of the day, where were they being moved? How were they being moved? You know, all those kind of things. And he says the opposition, unfortunately, is disorganized, you know. If some say we're going to the elections, some won't, and, you know, there'll be chaos.
Temwe Mtereri Mkomali Magadi.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I just want to touch on two issues quickly. The first thing I would like to thank Tabitha Khumalo. Why? Because she's putting across an understanding in Gushaikwa amongst Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is a democratic republic. Democracy is about noise. The biggest problem with the ZANU-PF is they don't want to hear noise. But then they forget that democracy is about noise. Democracy is about holding people to holding people accountable. Democracy is about criticism. Okay, so that's the first thing. I would like to thank the MDC Alliance because they are bringing all the criticism, they are bringing all the noise, because it's only noise that will put things right. But ZANU-PF seems to be very, 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 very scared of noise. They don't want to hear noise in their ears, but still they claim to be a democratic party. Then the other thing is, Justice Chigumba, I'm disappointed in her in two ways. The first way is she is a woman. So you would see that Maslano, Tanya Tirinoi, everybody is talking about women taking leadership positions. But it's not disappointing that a person like Chigumba Aninga tuwa ipo sini ya kadaro, she was supposed to be there to demonstrate kuti women vanhu gona kuve independent and lead. Indri kufona ndri South Africa, we had one woman in South Africa who was a public protector. She displayed kuti women vanhu gona kuve powerful and demonstrate leadership ya kanaka. But Chigumba, her being a judge, I think she must understand why the constitution allows people to demonstrate. The people of Zimbabwe demonstrated, and they are still demonstrating. She can't tell me, Kuti, in her right senses as a judge, she can ignore all the noises made by millions of Zimbabweans. What people of Zimbabwe are asking is very simple. I'm wondering why ZANU-PF is against this. People of Zimbabwe are asking, Kuti, tipewo mutibudiseo pachena kuti ballot paper redi rinombopindwa kupi, nani? Kuenga wanu mabondi, nyoti makatuuza dari kupindwa kupi wanu.
Unfortunately, we got cut off. We'll try to reconnect there with Lee. Of course, he's taking a very broad brush there on women, which I think is a little bit unfair. I think every individual must be judged alone, you know, just like
not big
judgment day, you know, not to take white woman that you don't agree with and say, they are all the same. Of course, the Mrs. Chigumba herself is not here to defend herself. But I think she's saying that she is following the country's constitution. And if people don't agree with her, they can go and change the constitution. But that's his view. We have people following us, Gibbs, on Facebook. We have Tabani Ngwenya, who is saying, call me now. Thank you so much. We'll try to call you. Nkosana Magandiwa, Kwekwe is calm. Thank you so much, Nkosana, for that update. Joseph Bembere says, hello, listening from Palapie in Botswana. I hope I pronounced that well. Patrick Matiko Kera says, call me. He's in South Africa. Ed Ndebele, he says, Ed. I don't know where he wants us. How we are going to add him. Innocent Chiwota, how can I find Studio 7 News? I think you can listen in your car.
909
AM. We are also
4930.
4930. And even on the internet, VOA Shona or VOA Ndebele. And then we have Taino Mawoko, who says Justice Chigumba is proving that she's not partial at all. Gibbs.
We've got Robert Lebogang Lekhobe Ngwenya. He's saying Mr. Chuma is talking sense, though. Even if I don't like ZANU-PF, but I like the way he says out his words. He's a very careful man. Yeah, so I think Mr. Chuba is getting some compliments there. And then so we've got a caller, blessing. Mbong, any story. Baba Stoli, kunjani?
Hey, Dijan, Baba Dijan.
Siyapila wakulu, kunjani?
Hey, siyapila.
Yeah, agucho kutu wena uketo katesi ulubona njani?
Hallo lokhethele lungathi kuzivanzima mina azikhona into engathi yanhlaka kakhulu mina yazi inhlaka yibo mina kakhulu inhlaka yabona abantu bezana kuphepha ukuthi kanti bona uhlupho lolu esiyile siyeyona ukhona eZimbabwe bonakali bani bonini ikakhulu bona othuma bona laba besindebeleni abaziza ngokuthi ngabe izana kuphepha but bengatholi lutho abantu bezimbabwe sihlupheka thina uthuma waqalisa kusabusa umgaba ethu baba umgaba nangakwa ngubaba wakhe futhi nakhona kodwa abantu thina siqhubeka sihlupheka mina yazi le nto leyo iyanhlaka kakhulu phela thina abantu bezimbabwe siyahlupheka kanti abantu bona laba abaningi abezimbabwe bona lasizilisapotana nezanu-PF uhlupho bona kanti abantu boni ngani manje kuyacilizwa abantu abathembile amasotha nakwavotile kanti bona amasotha izihlobo zabo kazihlupheki njengoba wonke umuntu bagcile abantu babula yidlala lapha kunamsebenzi kuphi harane nakhona sinka kunakho umsebenzi ekula khona mina siyahlupheka kodwa uthuma ubhizi ethi uzaba ngumngabo wayethi uzaba ngumgazi mina ngisakwazithene nabo baba bagazi bemina bento iyanhlaka kakhulu thina siyahlupheka laphana ningabo baba bakhe thina siyahlupheka lapha kahle iveki nayo mina angazi ukuthi kanti bona bahlala kubahlala kuyiphi iZimbabwe kanti bona ngoba thina sonke nini siyahlupheka laphaya kodwa bathi bona bathi izinto zikhamba kuhle bathi zizavotisa abantu isitha akubonakali bona amagama akhona bayabone kanjani ukuthi amaphoyisa namagama ngoba kuthiwa iveki kayikho babone kanjani ukuthi amapholisa abhalisile ukuvota akekho iveki but baqhubeka ukuthiwa bavota bavota njani bengikho la khona wena ngathi wena uzovotisa umuntu kodwa laba abayibo abanciphisanelo khetho kabababoni labo bantu likhetho mhlobo bani lona lona mina yazi into ezizabhizi sibuhlungu kakhulu ngoba thina siyahlupheka thina labo bona abantu ebabhizi belandelizane kuthiwe sihlupheka kangaka mina angazi ukuthi yinto nje ezethiwane bathi bathenga abantu ngenkomo izane kuthiwe ungatshela umuntu ukuthi uzomthengela inkomo waye ungamakhela amakhampani laphaa umnango wakho ubhizi ukhuluma ukuthi uzelungisa izinto lawayana amakhampani ethi lawaya khomphana avaliwe akulanto ehamba akulanto eyenzakalani kodwa bathi bazenzela abantu izinto ezirayithi benikeza abantu inkomo but thina abantwana siyahlupheka ufane blawayo bacethe izikolo akunamsebenzi inkomo ukuthi abantu bathole imisebenzi ngenkomo ukuthenga abantu ngabathukela asehluleki ukuthengela
thinaaaukela
inkomo asehluleki ukuzithengela so abantu bezanu abazame ukulisa yena leyo ikakhulu yena uthuma yena lo mina angazi ukuthi uthuma vele mina zabaningizanabo baba
basiyabonga kakhulu siyabonga kakhulu
umnangakho yazi uthuma lona mina vele angazi akakazame ukuphuma kuzanu ayezibhora msa khathele ngezanu
phiyeuvelevotela
izanu bona bahlala kuyiphi izimbabwe
ye siyabonga kakhulu Sithole ungathina kusasa mnumzane so ngubaba Sithole lapho he's really angry says he doesn't know how Mr. Juma or Honorable Juma is actually supporting ZANU-PF he says where does he come from and where does he live as far as you are concerned Honorable Juma is the member of parliament for Pelanda and Popoma and he lives in Zimbabwe you know he lives near a very good place in Pelandaba where Father Zimbabwe used to stay Joshua Nkomo. So he says, you know, the other thing that confuses him is how ZANU-PF is conducting itself. Mm-hmm. He's busy giving people cows. He says, but is that going to give people jobs? He says, factories are closed. Mm-hmm. And kids finish school and don't have jobs. So they must address that kind of a thing. So he's really unhappy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honorable Shuma?
Yes, how are you?
On the issue of livestock distribution, there's a recent report by the Zimbabwe Election Support Network that is saying that is a tantamount to vote buying, because what is happening is that first the president is handing out livestock, and then after a few minutes he goes to a nearby place and address a ZANU-PF rally, and Zestin was saying that is not appropriate.
Well, I will tell you one thing about this issue of livestock. We, especially from Matabeleland, the known years over that we are cattle breeders, and if you notice, because of drought and under and other conditions that they have preserved in Zimbabwe, so, we are beginning to lose our livestock herd as a country, actually, because if you remember, CSC used to export a lot of beef even to Europe and stuff like that. So with this new dispensation, what we're looking at is going back to that kind of status. We're looking at having CSC, which is to employ so many people here in Bulawayo, being reopened very soon. And therefore, when CSC is opened, there must be then now a feed-in of cattle from somewhere. And it is government's duty, when things are tight, to come in and do those kind of things. So the giving in of those cattle is to come in and boost our national herd.
That is not in dispute, Honorable Shuma. That is not in dispute. What is in dispute is that the president appears to be using those government resources to campaign.
No. The president will not be coming. What happens is that, you see, because he's the president and head of state, state money is going to be used for him to travel to those areas. So what he simply does is, okay, let me command this program. Let me just do a government program. And if you notice, you won't be putting on a regalia, I mean, for the party. You'll be putting on, you'll be formally dressed as a state president of Zimbabwe who serves everybody, regardless of their party. Then when he's done with that, because in that same area you are supposed to do a rally, he then goes on to go and address that rally somewhere else differently. Because it would not make sense, Gibbs and my friend there, to say, let the president come this week, donate a kettle, he goes back to Harare, then next week he comes and does a rally. Because you must know that as long as he's traveling as the president, even if he's going on that business, but somehow the state is going to fund some of his traveling expenses, which then doesn't make sense because we are dipping into resources that we actually don't have at all. So it is then prudent for him to combine those things but separate them. That's why those people at the rally don't come to those functions when it's the people. It's only the people that are the beneficiaries that will be there. And when they're done, they are left there, then the president goes to meet the members of his party. That is how he actually does it.
But Mr. Zuma, if our president wants to save money, he should not be hiring private planes to fly outside the country, right? He could be using any ordinary passenger plane if he's concerned about the country's resources. But we have seen him flying to Europe, to South Africa, using private planes.
Well, unfortunately, I don't think I'm in the right standing to comment on that because I don't know the presidential travel arrangements. But I think it would be amiss to find any president of any country, even if it's a poor country, traveling with everybody else. Security-wise, I think there must be something wrong there. But look, I cannot comment on the
President Ramaphosa of South Africa does that quite often.
I'm not part of that arrangement.
President Ramaphosa does that actually across the Limpopo. But let's turn to Honorable Khumalo. Now, Honorable Khumalo, would you say your demonstrations have been helpful at all? Some are saying you are just wasting time.
There is no wasting time in this country. What is needed in this country is the political will. The owners of the constitution are the Zimbabweans. And the Zimbabweans have said no to the rigging that is being done by ZEC. And to make matters worse, like I said earlier on, the Electoral Act is very clear. Section 74, 1, 2, and 3 is very clear. ZEC is supposed to post the postal ballots to the soldiers and the police force in their individual addresses that they used when they registered as voters. The police officers, we will vote at their own time, at their own pace, in their homes. There is a right to repost those ballots as per Section 75-1A to either ZEC or the nearest ZEC police station. And there is no way in that law where it states that they must vote in front of their commanding officer. Section 155 of the Constitution, subsection 1C, is very clear as well. The ZEC has got a responsibility to ensure that appropriate systems are put in place to eliminate electoral malpractices. And what we are saying is ZEC and ZANU-PF, they have violated the Electoral Act vis-a-vis the voting that is taking place within our police force. So all what we are going to do as the MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Chamisa, is that we will let the people of Zimbabwe speak. The other speaker was very clear earlier on. He said, democracy is about making noise. We will make that noise until the Chikumba earthquake comes.
Thank you, Honorable Khumalo. But are you aware of the operations of the post office? Is it functioning? Because here I'm sensing that is called postal balloting. Maybe the post office does not work, right?
Now, the Electoral Act says postal or courier, meaning to say the DHLs, the FedEx are in this country. The SWIFTs are in this country. All what they need to do is utilize any means of sending that information as the what the law dictates to the respective candidate voters who want to vote, especially the army and the police.
Mm-hmm.
So if the post offices are not working, how come we are sending our visas for UK to Pretoria via FedEx? My passport goes there and comes back within 14 days. So what is wrong with us sending DHL and FedEx and the ship to all the 10 provinces in Zimbabwe?
Mm.
How did they manage to send the ballot papers to all these police stations if the post offices are working? The means that they used to send the bogus ballot papers that went to police stations all over Zimbabwe, that way of sending, they must use it again to send them to the individual homes of these comrades.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke sicela ubambe khonapho ke Makhumalo. UCleopas Makaure writes, why is the government giving cows right now? Where was the government when we were losing our jobs? And then he writes, question mark inka. You still remember the song by Matabele? Then Gabriel Msizi Swanda says, Baba Chuba, sicela usihloniphe ngoba lokho elikukhuluma siyakuzwa ye. Kodwa ke hayi bantu izanu sisenzele phansi. So I think we've got a caller, Blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that caller. Sabona Mvoid. Usakona caller kumbe lapha. Kungani i-caller? So sicinga sokuchaya izinto lapha. So kumbe siye kubaba uChuma. Baba Chuma, uyazwela lapha abantu bayakhuluma sibili. Ukuthi hayi phela abantu sebedinwe ngezani bantu. Badiniwe abantu bayakhuluma. Ungathi?
Well, ngingakaphenduli. Let me correct my dear sister, Umakhumalo. She must stop referring within a second Zanu and Zanu PF as if we are one thing. Lati, we are part of your stable, but we are also the game players of this whole thing. We are not part of ZEG. So whatever ZEG does, it does it with its own independence. When the leader advocate, Nelson Chamisa, and other parliamentarians sat down to interview the commissioning and the bringing up of ZEG as a commission. It was done through parliament, and the early advocate, Chamisa, was actually part of that panel. So they are a standalone entity who are independent of ZANU-PF. Tina, ZANU-PF were just like you, MDCT, who are also coming into this field to play this game so that at the end of the day, the people of Zimbabwe speak and decide. And also, these people must also stop thinking that they are the ones with all the people. Because I'm hearing, hey, Zimbabwe, they've spoken millions and millions of people. We also command a very big following here in ZANU-PF. Check out our rallies and see how many people come in there. We have a big membership as well. So let us just simply go out there, speak to our members, convince our members, and then go to the ballot box and see who's given the mandate to run Zimbabwe after the 30th of July. So I think that's the whole game that should be done. Yes, the demonstrations can be done. They are constitutional, and it's everyone's right. But the biggest thing is that the people are the ones that are going to vote. So if really, really you want to be in this game and want to be in this game to win, go to the people and convince them down there. If they are MDC, convince them, say, vote for us, MDC will do ABCD. If we are ZANU-PF, we are showing them already that in the new dispensation, we have changed a lot of things. We've opened up Zimbabwe. We've brought it out from that vacuum that it had gone into under the leadership of Ubaba Umgabe. And by the way, when I say Ubaba, I don't mean my father. It's a respecting term. Like Ubaba Ustola, the Kumalana, like I'll call him Ubaba Ustola. That's how we brought up Tina, as Cynthia said. But every person who's older than you, you call him Ubaba Uzbanibani. Ubaba Umgabe is a regime who had been put into a vacuum, which then created an enmity with a lot of people, including the West and stuff like that. And these are some of the things that then shrunk our economy and killed our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the new disposition led by Ubaba Emerson Ndabuzo Mnangagwa is bringing up all those relationships, mending them up now to say, let's all come together. Because no matter what we do, we will need the rest of the world to tell. Because even if we start manufacturing now, we are going to need the market, right? And if we don't have ubudlelwano with other nations, where are we going to get, that market from? Let's say, for example, we've got cotton here, and we do the best sheds. We need to sell them to America, to England, to wherever. So we need that relationship to be there, so that when we sell them, then we can end foreign
currency. Thank you, Juma.
And
thank
we
you.
Need machinery. Yeah. We don't have the machinery here. So jobs are going to be created by the new position by way of opening up Zimbabwe to say, let's not say, hey, keep England, we'll keep our Zimbabwe. That is archaic. Instead, let's say, let us come together as a global family and work together so that these jobs can be created.
Thank you.
Can now finally get jobs.
Thank you, Akuru. Sibonge Akuru, Baba Chuma. Started Ubaba Kutua Gafuni Simkampe Nge Kama. Ukuna kuna Victor Wayne. Numzana, kumbe, umama, salwanan.
Yeah, Baba.
Gujan Foyt.
Siapila, Gujan.
Siapila. Pongucharje, mafuchani, utiskatsan kuna sasambile. So, unubonan jana, malu kusele loketu, Baba?
Ah, malu kusele loketu, manga, gafu.
Kuchongan Foyt.
Nga manga, la. Ngiyamangala abantu bezalo bebeholisa izinkomo kodwa laba abasebenza labo bebanitsha. Ngitsho kathesi badlula bezele emhlanganene kwenye indawo okuthiwa i-DK. Abafabalo amayouth yabo bebechula amaculo e-MDC bencoma utshamisa.
Kungabonaezele
bayasola.
Bathi kutheni?
Ah, anti bagu chiwe. Bathi uchamisa ngono uzabazama.
Baba ncitsi imali.
Baba ncitsi inkomo.
Ko baba ncitsi inkomo. Kungapi kolapho? Kunga.
Ah, kona apa edinga.
Aha. So ke sebechinga kakhulu ukuthi uchamisa ngono. Sebefuna uchamisa. So we are Mangalisa Kuru, That's a caller who wants to remain anonymous. He says the ZANU-PF youth were seen is singing and chanting Chamisa slogans and they were denied some cows. This cow issue, So they were not given these heifers. So out of that, they are saying...
Bora again.
So they want to support Chamisa. Because they were denied those cows, And he says they were using ZANU-PF vehicles. So look at the cow issue. For example, else, right?
It's a problem. Let's go back to Honorable Kumalo. Honorable Kumalo, I think one of the issues that ZEC has to deal with is actually media coverage. Are you happy with what is happening vis-a-vis the issue of election?
First of all, before I respond to that, I want to respond to this cow issue. As Zimbabwe, we have this cold storage. We had the cold storage commission, which is one of our best companies ever, where we are supplying 9,100 tons of beef, boneless beef, to Europe. We were the second largest supplier after Brazil. What the ZANU-PF government then did to the CSC was, in 2000, they invaded all the farms that belonged to the CSC. After invading those farms, they went further and took the breeding stock and sold it on hoofs to the neighboring country. Then we lost that. So this business of them going around and trying to reinvent the wheel does not work. We have a we still have the 9,100 tons that we need to supply Europe to this date. But all the CSC branches are now white elephants. So why are you going to donate the people to the people on the ground when you have a company that was dealing with the breeding and the selling and the slaughtering of the livestock? What are you trying to tell us? So, Chuma, please, go back to his comrade, my brother, Chuma. Secondly, on the issue of the media, the law is very clear. But we all know that the Chronicle, the Herald, the Ntunyas and company are all ZANU-PF papers. And we have made every effort by the MDC Alliance, led by Advocate Chamisa, to take the issue to the court and other organizations, the civic organizations. But we all know that ZANU-PF will always be ZANU-PF. It's either all about them and nobody else. So that is why we are saying let the people speak, the political will must be on course. So that we try and change this anomaly. And sadly, one thing that they must know is that, yes, they have the Dead PC and the Herald and the Chronicles. We have what we call the social media, and they are running for dear life. Times are changing. The issue of being worried about one station and now the other, Conan Forgotten. A good example, we're speaking to you at 2K7, and people all over the world are hearing you. So even if people don't watch the ZBC, information is coming by the use of technology. So there's nothing to worry about. But over and above that, we still have a right to access the media in this country, which is controlled by the state.
Gibbs. Yes, we've got a lot of messages. Oh, before that, maybe let me just state very clearly that we tried to get Zach. You know, we called and called and called Mr. Kumani Moyo, who called Priscilla Chikumba, the chairperson, and there was no response from them. But we've got messages here. Tabani Chuma says, Mr. Chuma, I wish to see you with all your people that who belong to ZANU-PF after the elections. Then I've got Faith Cutler, who says, Mr. Chuma, don't blame former President Robert Mugabe because we are always together. So why are you blaming blaming him today? Then Lindani Chuma says, I promise I'm just doing it, but because. And then Gabriel Msizi Spanda says, we eat the Ivan too. So, okay, Honorable Chuma, your last word.
Well, my last word is... what they say in the Bele is Enzo Gunge Mazi. Loosely translated that action, action, and more action than talk. That is what we are doing as ZANU-PF and as the new dispensation. And by the way, we are not blaming anybody, but we are simply saying that we have realized our mistakes and we are correcting what should have been done. We shouldn't have closed ourselves out. We shouldn't have bedeviled everybody because we can't live in a vacuum. So now, as the new dispensation under the leadership of Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, we are now saying, let's open up, let's embrace everybody, let's embrace new technology, let's embrace new systems, so that we create the much-needed jobs for the graduates, for the youth, for the mothers and the fathers, for everyone who must be working, who still has the energy to work, must get work and improve our economy so much that even the pensioners can get their dues as well as the government support and subsidies that government should do. All these things are going to be done.
Thank you, Honorable Chuma.
As soon as we give ZANU-PF another mandate.
Thank you.
With the new dispensation, with the new version. I thank you.
Thank you so much. Honorable Chuma, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, the last word.
We have been under arrest for 38 years because of ZANU-PF. The time has come to remove this rogue party, which has destroyed the lives of our children, who today are educated but failing toothpicks. The 30th of July is the D-Day. ZANU must go. And let's defend our vote with everything that we have. If it means that every Zimbabwean must walk out from their homes and we stay in the streets, let it be.
Thank you very much. But how are you going to do that? Do you have any... Okay, go ahead, Chuma.
No, I didn't say anything.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Let's go out and vote peacefully, and when a defeated, accept defeat graciously. That is how the game is like, and go and prepare yourself again for another 5 years and campaign hard.
Thank you so much. Our time is up, Mr. Chuma. Unfortunately, it's not like the World Cup, eh? No extra time here.
No extra time, no penalties.
Yeah, sorry, we're out of time, and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo of the MDCT led by Mr. Nelson Chamisa, and Honorable Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. He's a Central Committee member and Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Popoma constituency. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying, don't forget to follow us on Twitter and VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages.
So thank you to our viewers and callers signing off. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu. Good night. We'll be right back.